It's always for my benefit if I just dissolve in the ten. That is my first action. After I reach that, I check what's best for the ten now. Because I've already dissolved. I supposedly don't exist. So I check what's best for the ten. To the extent that I discover what is right for the ten, I return back to my desire, to my forces, and then I turn to the Creator and I ask Him to give me the correct form to work for the ten.
The second phase is considered that I, how should I put it, that I'm in the toch of the partsuf, I'm already trying to bestow, so it turns out.
No, it's still the rosh. It's still the rosh. And then I perform a calculation. What do I do within the ten in order to give contentment to the Creator? What can He enjoy? And obviously He can enjoy only the connection in the ten, an extra connection that we will resemble through the connection between us, be like the quality of the Creator in mutual bestowal towards one another, to one another, to one another, all of us together. That is the Rosh of the Patsuf. That the ten is there connected in a mutual way between them. In somewhat, it can be in tenth or even in 100th of each and every one. But that's called the Rosh of the Patsuf. The rest we don't even take into account. Wherever we can be in connection to one another, that doesn't go into the Rosh. Meaning the Rosh is where we are connected with mutual intention for the benefit of the ten only. And in them is where we want to discover the Creator, to give Him contentment. That is what we plan in the head, in the Rosh. And then we perform it in the Guf.
Today, our theme is that uniting in the ten is the only chance to attain the Creator. This is all we concentrate on. It's like a platform, a field, which we discover, where we can reveal the Creator is our friends, is our connections. And today before Yeshivat Chavrim, I thought what I was going to say. I thought about the friends, I thought about the ten, about the Creator. I tried to concentrate only on this. So if I say something wrong, excuse me please. Once I learned in school that a person becomes a human being because he learned to speak, but this history is not about us. Now we are rewriting the history, we're rewriting the textbooks, that in order to become a human being is when we annul ourselves inside the ten, when the ten becomes the center of the universe, the most important thing that could be in the world, in the spiritual world. The ten, the friends, it's something unearthly. And in our ten, there are ups and downs like a roller coaster, when we feel that we are walking in this field and we're searching for the Creator, and we use every second, every minute, each glance of a friend. A huge thank you to everyone. And I give the microphone to the 10 of Turkey.
Merhaba dostlarım. Hepinizi ilk önce çok sevdiğimi söylemek istiyorum.
I just want to say that I love you.
Dostlarıma,
and all the friends in the world, Kli. Rav, he creates this ever-growing forest, growing from day to day. And we need to hold on to it, all of the friends, together. And I'd really like to support the friends. I'd like to dissolve in them. And I would like this forest to spread to the whole world and to draw this water, this rain for the Creator's sake. And I truly would want to serve this every single day and to be included and to be dissolved within you. And the Creator, he brings us every day to this place, and we nourish off it, we get strength from it, and we need to pass it on to all of humanity. L'chaim, friends.
Oh,
I would like to share with you my happiness. This is my 10. This is the most precious thing I got. What I'm happy about? It's not only to pass on, but just imagine as if you're a small child and you're coming to the 10 and you feel like you arrived to a new world, just where Bistol is ruling. All your heroes are connecting with you, they're saying something to you, and they're doing everything for you. And you feel like you're frozen, and you just receive everything, and you're worried how not to let it go, how not to miss this moment, this magical. Otherwise, I cannot say how to call it. It's just a land of endless happiness, of endless joy, and you feel like you're with your friends and your heroes every minute, every second. The contact with them is giving pleasure to the Creator, contentment to the Creator. It's such joy that every second you feel the joy, the happiness of the Creator through them, as if He's looking at you through them, and your friends letting you feel it more and more. And right now, we can feel how it grows. Right now, another hero of mine, his name is Dima, another soul. I would like to start with saying my gratitude to the lessons that we're going through. We feel like Rav is teaching us how to speak with the Creator. We cannot let it go. There's nowhere to run from this. And really, we want to speak to the Creator through the 10. All our talks are, we can understand them. And in this Yeshivat Chaverim, we would like to talk to him in this Yeshivat Chaverim. And the next 10 who will speak is Novosibirsk. Please, friends, talk.
My brothers, what can I say now to the Creator when we turn to Him through the 10? Really, to believe in it, to feel it, that now, in your hands, you have a phone, and on the other side is the Creator. What can you say to Him? So, of course, gratitude for being chosen by the Creator, for being gathered together by the Creator, being inspired and impressed by the group, by the 10, and the Creator that works through it, that He prepared such a path. And that, of course, there is awe, greatness, that is being revealed through every single friend, since I'm built of you, of every friend that I see, physically or on the screens. Every single one of the friends has created me, just like the Creator. And we are all such, one with respect to the other. And that is why the 10 is the Creator. So thank you to the 10. Thank you to the Creator. L'chaim, my beloved.
קודם באהבה, אהבת החברים. קודם באהבה, אהבת החברים. קודם באהבה, אהבת החברים. ואז מגיע אהבה, אהבת אלוקים.
What an amazing gathering of friends. I would say just wonderful. Because you can see how the Creator Himself put His hand into this and gathered this Yeshivat. Me personally, I would never forget this Yeshivat Haverim, because today we lost the WhatsApp servers and we realized only very late in the day that we're supposed to talk in the Yeshivat Haverim, and when you try to call back, it was very hard. And somehow, we try to assemble our 10, and we see that, and you can see that only 3 of us are here today. And there's this feeling that your brain just shuts down, and you do not control anything. And the only thing that happens is that your heart is opening. And here I would say that around you, when you don't see your friends around you, there is no meaning to your life. Because the friends are the only opportunity to bring contentment to the Creator. And here another friend comes to us. And the only important thing is the connection between us. And if it's lacking, it's just not worth anything. Today I felt so much, the desire of the friend. Everyone wanted so much that we can make this effort to bring contentment to the friends. Friends, you are the best in the world. We love you very much.
Beloved brothers, my 10, what can I say about my brothers? My life, it revolves around my brothers, my 10. They're so wonderful, they're so special. They give me wings. Without my brothers, I don't know where I'd be today. I look around this room, each one of them is very, very special. Each one has got a special talent, a gift. Some are teachers, some are singers, some are musicians. And what do we have in common? We love the Creator. But together we reach that height. Only together can we advance. There was a time when you would think that you could do this by yourself, but then Rabbi told us very clearly, you cannot attain the goal without your brothers. So we unite together, our hearts, our minds, we study together, we live together, we read together, we everything together. Only that way can we attain the upper force, that knowledge, that the light that drives us on to this goal. At times the path seems hard, but my brothers help me to achieve it. Together, brothers, we can do anything. There's nothing that is impossible for us to do, as long as we work together, one man, one heart, with our beloved Rav. L'chaim, my brothers. L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Preparing together and studying and thinking, oh, the Rav, the book, the friends. It was always like, what do I get from this? And is there some kind of connection between these things? How is this environment? And it's like finally you realize that if I'm thinking, if I'm feeling, if I'm desiring, if I'm wanting, if I'm doing anything that's for me, I'm talking to Pharaoh, I'm not talking to the Creator. I'm thinking about my friends, about my 10, about how it benefits them, how it brings them closer to the Creator, how our connection can be a connection like the Creator's qualities between us. Then I know that everything that comes in me, all the frustrations that it's not working and I can't do it, it's finally I realize, oh, that's how the Creator is bringing us closer. That's how He's showing us exactly where you need the Creator to come in that connection between us. What a beautiful thing the Creator gave us. He gave us the problem and the solution together. And it's right here in front of us every moment. And you hear everyone in the tens talking today, and you realize it's in all the tens all over the world. Pretty amazing thing that Moses created for us. We're so happy to have this opportunity, because there is no contentment from me to the Creator. There's only contentment to the Creator when we're connected as a ten. When we make Him the place where He can actually settle, where He can actually appear, where He can be. There is no individuality here. It's only when we create this kli in this ten that all of a sudden you realize, I don't exist. The ten exists. The ten doesn't exist. The Creator exists. That's where He comes in. That's why the ten can be connected. I'm so happy my ten friends from Tbilisi reminded me why I woke up this morning so frustrated. I was panicking. I was like, there's something wrong in our connection. The WhatsApp is not giving me the messages. I just now found out that it was a technology thing, but I guess there's none else besides Him gave us that obstacle also, so we can connect above it. And I want to pass on the inspiration to our another 10, our brothers from Latvia, from Riga. Next 10, L'chaim, friends.
Dear friends, we are really happy to be together with you in this meeting. We feel you very much, your happiness, your joy for the connection. So it happened that the pieces of our kli gathered together. There are pieces here from Moscow, and united together, we would like to pass on our love, our warmth, and that feeling that is between us, which raises us above everything corporal and gives us a chance. L'chaim, brothers, we love you very much. Really, we love you so much, so strongly. And especially you, Minsk. Friends, in each and every one, there is this spark of love of friends. And this is everything we have. Let's blow it open. Let's make it larger. Give it to each other. And we help us live, develop. And we let the chance for the Creator to reveal Himself. Let's give Him contentment. With huge, great respect from Riga to the whole world. Kli L'chaim.
Хочу сказать я, объединимся, братья, пусть все покроет любовь. Братья, как я хотел бы, братья, любовь свою отдать вам, пусть все покроет любовь. В каждом сердце есть место, где мы связаны тесно. Пусть все покроет любовь. Распахнуть двери вечность, ощутить бесконечность. Пусть все покроет любовь. Братья, вас выбираю, братья, чтоб окружением стать. Любовь. Братья, давайте вместе, братья, желать единым стать мы, пусть все покроет любовь. В каждом сердце есть место, где мы связаны тесно, пусть все покроет любовь. Распахнуть двери в вечность, ощутить бесконечность, пусть все покроет любовь. нам, во все готов подать я, пусть все покроет любовь. Братья, себя хочу раздать я, и раствориться, братья, пусть все покроет любовь.
The only place to give contentment to the Creator is the ten, only the ten. It sounds like some kind of slogan of the 1st of May, on every street with flags and balloons. There is a feeling of a national holiday, a great mutual holiday, that is just wrapping us all together. With a sensation of confidence for the future. With a feeling that we're moving closer to this future with huge steps. I wasn't here physically for 10 days in the tent, in the lessons. But every morning I connected on Zoom with Envy. And I was waiting for the question to come from Kiev. I knew that the friends are treating this every question with awe, that they're doing everything to include all of the world clear within them. And today, there was great movement and great interactions between the group. Thank you very much to the Great Moscow for the spontaneous. And all the groups in Ukraine responded. Odessa, Kiev, Kharkov, they all immediately responded and woke up to life. Today in the lesson I heard from our teacher that if you have a feeling that the Creator is pushing you away and that the dominance is transferred to Pharaoh, then you should be grateful, you should be happy for actually being in the right direction and for being close. Because realistically, you begin to understand that the most important thing is the friends. And love is formed towards them with a desire to exit yourself. Thank you to you all, friends. L'chaim.
L'chaim, Kiev.
Chavrim yakarim, itchilu achanot shelanu.
Dear friends, our preparation has started for Pesach. These are our inner preparations, our work, where our ego is awakened, our Pharaoh, that with him we must work. Like Baal Sulam says, that I'm happy for the evils that are awakened inside of us, and especially in this work in Pesach with the whole world Kli, that we feel them in the heart, with everything that Rav has passing on to us in the lesson where we should work. This is our state. This is the state where we must put all our efforts to, because in spirituality, you don't receive something where you don't put your effort. And we cannot compare what we, the corporal, with the spiritual efforts. Friends, everything is given to us so we can make our friends greater. I would like to pass over to the question that Mushi has asked in the lesson and how Rav has answered him.
How does a person know that he's turning to the Creator, talking to the Creator and not to Pharaoh? Pharaoh is for himself, and the Creator is for the ten. In a very clear way, I'm not saying that the Creator is for his own benefit over the Creator's benefit. No, this is just confusions. But it's either me or it's the ten. That the ten is in its full is one ten and one kli, and I'm as one. Now, what am I acting for? What is important for me? What am I concerned about? And if I'm concerned for myself and not for the ten, then I must turn to the Creator to help me connect to the ten.
Right.